3 years ago next month, Bernard Madoff confessed to having run the world's largest Ponzi scheme, through which he robbed thousands of investors of $65 billion. Mr. Madoff pled guilty and was sentenced to 150 years in prison, but his investors weren't his only victims. After living with relentless media accusations, death threats, and feelings of personal betrayal, Mr. Madoff's eldest son, Mark, committed suicide exactly 2 years after his father's arrest. In a memoir called The End of Normal, Mark's widow, Stephanie Madoff Mack, tells her side of the story as a way of also honoring her late husband. It's published by Blue Rider Press, and I'm pleased that it has brought Stephanie Madoff Mack to our show today. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You met Bernie Madoff and his wife Ruth when you and Mark were dating. What were your first impressions of him?
I thought he was an adorable man. I thought that they made a really cute couple. She was hysterical, and I had a lot of fun with them.
So he was kind of gregarious?
No, he was quiet, but he was just, there was something sweet about his quietness, I think.
What about the sense that he was generous? He persuaded close friends and family to invest with him by hosting lavish parties, and he seemed to have a generosity of spirit. Do you think ultimately that he was an... I mean, I'm not talking about other than the criminal thing, which is a whole other matter. Did you think that he was a nice guy?
I did. I mean, I had no idea that he was doing this sinister thing behind everyone's back. But yes, I thought he was a really nice guy.
The big shocker in situations like this is that people not only rip off strangers, but they deceive the people who are really close to them. You must have wondered, how could somebody do that?
I don't know how he lived with himself, to be honest with you. I don't know how he could go through every day of his life knowing that he was ripping off all these people, his family, and I don't know how he enjoyed himself.
Well, what happened when your stepfather, who's a prominent lawyer, asked to join Bernie's fund?
Bernie at first had told Marty that the fund was closed, and that he, you know, would not be able to take his money. But then he said, you know, you're my family. And he used a Yiddish term, which I'm going to mispronounce, mishpoka.
Mishpoka?
Yeah. How can I say no to you? And he stole my stepfather's money the same way he stole everyone else's.
I thought it was going to turn out differently, that he was going to make an exception because he wanted to protect his stepfather, but he took the money.
He took the money.
And did your stepfather lose a lot of money?
He was not devastated like most of the victims, but he lost a sizable portion of his retirement savings, yes.
You mentioned that Bernie was an obsessive neatness freak. Do you think that that compulsion affected the way that he treated people?
I know that several of his friends and family, myself included, felt very uncomfortable when we were, let's say, on one of his boats or in his house in Palm Beach. You didn't want to sit on any piece of furniture. You didn't want to walk in the house. You had to have separate inside shoes and outside shoes. It was very uncomfortable. But it was so outrageous, I actually kind of thought it was funny.
Did he have any interest beyond making a lot of money?
No, I mean, he really loved fishing, although I never really saw him actually fish, come to think of it. I saw him fish a couple times off the dock in Palm Beach, but, you know, fishing was sort of his hobby, but I never saw Bernie read a book or anything like that. He did love going to the movies and watching TV, but that's about it.
Do you think that he and Ruth had a good marriage? Did they appear to?
To me, yes, they did. You know, I remember when I first met them, I really envied their relationship and their marriage. I just thought it was perfect. And as reports have been coming out, I guess it wasn't.
Well, before Bernie admitted his crimes, what was Mark's relationship with his parents like?
Mark was close to his parents. He enjoyed being around them, especially his mother.
Many people have assumed that the entire Madoff family was in on the con and can't understand how they wouldn't have been suspicious. What's your response to that?
You know, I have been asked this question a lot, and my husband and his brother ran a completely separate business on a totally separate floor. And after Bernie confessed his crimes to Mark and Andy that morning, the man that walked through the door to tell me what had happened was just, he was destroyed. My husband did not know.
But Mark was a stockbroker. And Bernie's investment fund was wildly successful, outperforming the Standard and Poor's 500 for over 25 years. That sent off alarm bells for a lot of people.
You know, honestly, I can't stand Wall Street. I don't understand how it works. And all I can say to that is that my husband and his brother's business was totally separate. Mm-hmm.
In fact, Bernie didn't allow them to participate in his end of the business.
No, not at all. And in fact, I know maybe three or four times in all my years with Mark, he had come home a little late from work, and it was because he'd had a fight with his father, and it was always about the same thing. Mark wanted to know how his father ran the business, and Bernie Madoff refused to tell him. He just said, you know what? You run your business, and I'll run mine.
You write that Bernie had been acting strangely the summer before that December 2008 revelation. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what was going on?
Well, that summer before, I had announced to them that I was pregnant with my son, Nicholas. And the reaction was very odd. It was, you know, it wasn't the same reaction as we got when I told them that I was pregnant with my daughter, Audrey. They, you know, hugged us, but the pregnancy was never mentioned again. And in fact, Ruth said something to Bernie, hey, Bernie, Stephanie's pregnant again. I bet you never saw that one coming, huh? And it was just an odd response, but I never would think.
You didn't question what that
was
all about?
No, I just thought it was yet again one of, you know, Ruth's hurtful comments that I had learned to just sort of brush off and you know, move on. But it was really that fall that Mark was coming home and several times just said, Stephanie, I think my dad is sick. I think he's dying or something. He's just in his office all day long staring at the ceiling.
You think it because he was cracking under the pressure?
He must have known the end was coming, but Mark didn't think that his father's business was one big lie. I mean, he thought his dad was sick.
Now, was Mark's business profitable?
Yes. In fact, I believe that they sold the business after everything came tumbling down. I believe that business was sold for $25 million.
So after Bernie was arrested, your assets were frozen, all the businesses were sold off, even though it was pretty obvious that Mark's business had nothing to do with Bernie's?
Yes. There was the assets were frozen. We were given an allowance to live on.
By whom?
By the government.
An allowance of what sort?
You know, the details of this, it's not that I don't know, but I just don't feel comfortable without my attorney present answering these questions about the government and stuff like that.
Well, how did Mark react when the news of the Ponzi scheme came out? He and Andrew revealed it, didn't
mm-hmm.
they? How did they learn it?
Their father asked that they pay out bonuses at a very early time. And the combination of Bernie acting so strangely and him wanting to pay out these bonuses so early, you know, Mark and Andy stormed into the office and said, you know, what is going on here? And he said, I can't tell you here. Let's go back to my apartment. In the apartment on 64th Street, he confessed his crimes to the two boys, and they instantly turned him in.
They called the FBI.
Yeah.
Did he expect them to turn him in?
No. In fact, he asked them to wait a week so that he could pay out these checks and bonuses and that he himself was going to turn him in.
And it must have been a rough time for you, too, even though you weren't directly involved. Were you afraid? Was Mark afraid that he was going to be arrested, too?
You know, it was a rough time for me. I was 7 months pregnant when I found out, when we found out. And, you know, Mark, I guess, was he was scared that he was going to get arrested. But at the end of the day, the truth wins out, and my husband wasn't involved. So, you know, I didn't have any fear that he was going to be arrested.
My guest is Stephanie Madoff-Mack. Her book, The End of Normal, A Wife's Anguish, A Widow's New Life, it's published by Blue Rider Press. We will continue our conversation after we take a little break. Stay with us. We're back with Stephanie Madoff-Mack, the widow of Mark Madoff, whom she married in 2004. Your own background was you worked at George Magazine, the late lamented George.
I did.
And in the fashion business?
Mm-hmm. I worked at George Magazine, and then I worked for the fashion designer Narciso Rodriguez.
And did you give all of that up when you got married?
No. Well, I stopped working for Narciso a little bit after the time I got married and decided to pursue a career in baking. Which I quickly found out I did not like at all.
Baking in what way? You wanted
pastries.
To...
Pastries. Uh-huh. Pastries.
And yeah. Why didn't you like it? Making pastries
you
is
know,
fun, isn't it?
You'd think it would be fun, but we were slamming out about 70 cakes in an afternoon, and that's not what I was hoping to pursue. I did enjoy the decorating part, but the actual baking was not for me.
After the scandal broke, you mm-hmm. say you had to be very careful of optics. Can you explain what that means?
Well, my close friend and publicist, Rosemary Terenzio, gave us some very great advice, which was do not be seen on the street with a shopping bag. I mean, look, we weren't in the mood to shop anyway, but, you know, we weren't allowed to be seen as enjoying life.
What about talking to the press? I'm sure a lot of people wanted to talk to you.
Yes, but we were given strict instructions by the attorneys not to say anything.
Were publishers already coming to you suggesting that you read a book?
No.
Meanwhile, there was tremendous hostility against Mark and your family, even death threats. How did you handle that?
That was absolutely terrifying. I'll never forget it. We were heading up to Connecticut to have sort of our annual Hanukkah party with Mark's two older children. I had a doctor's appointment that day because I was 7 months pregnant, and we were going to stop at the doctor just to have my blood pressure checked. And Mark got a phone call saying that we had received death threats, and it was terrifying.
Well, so this becomes an obsession, doesn't it? Watching the news,
mm-hmm.
Fixating on negative press. Was there any way you could run away from it?
I could run away from it. I mean, I refuse to read every single article. I certainly wasn't going to read the nasty comments that come with all those articles online. But my husband just. He couldn't tear himself away from the computer.
In 2009, in the summer, you decided to write to Bernie Madoff in prison.
Mm-hmm.
What led you to do that, and what did you say?
I was, to be honest, very curious about what life in prison for him was like. So I, you know, wanted to get a response to that. I also thought that if I wrote to Bernie and told him about his grandchildren, his son, you know, the times we were having, what he was missing, that would really hurt him, and I wanted to hurt him.
Instead, he told you he was having a grand time.
He was having a grand time. He was treated like a mafia don. He, you know, there was tons of recreational activities. It was the jail was a beautiful college campus. I think that's how he described it in the letter.
Do you think he still feels that way? Do you think he was just trying to get back at you?
Oh, I don't think he was trying to get back at me. I think he's truly happy.
Did Mark know that you were writing to his father?
He knew. He did not want to know anything about it. In fact, I never showed Mark one letter I received back from him.
What about Ruth and Andrew? Did they know you were writing to him?
I don't know. I have no idea if they knew or not.
Do you think that Mark ever tried to understand who his father was? Did the word sociopath is often used to describe Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, I think Mark, you know, struggled until the day he died trying to figure out how this man he looked up to could be such a horrible human being at the same time. I think he wrestled with that idea a lot.
Have you had any correspondence with Bernie since Mark's death?
I wrote him a letter about 3 weeks to a month after Mark died, a very angry letter, and he wrote me back too. And that's been the only correspondence I've had.
Mark attempted suicide in October 2010, and then he gave his mother an ultimatum. What did he want from her?
He wanted Ruth Madoff to stop all contact with his father, Bernie, and she refused.
And why was he insisting? Because he felt so betrayed?
He felt very betrayed, and he couldn't understand why his mother would continue to stand by this man who had destroyed so many lives.
Some people probably were thinking that she'd file for divorce. The people often divorce spouses who are in jail.
I think that would have been a wise move on Ruth's part, but I don't understand. I haven't heard any word of divorce at all to this day.
Did Mark ever talk to you about thinking about killing himself?
No, never. In fact, after the first attempt, he was so ashamed and embarrassed and sorry that he had gone out and swallowed all those pills that, you know,
he was past it.
I thought he was past it. I really did. And you know, 14 months after that first attempt, he was in a really great place. And we as a couple were in a really great place.
So, well, your brother-in-law and ex-mother-in-law are suggesting that wasn't the case.
I know. I don't understand why they think that. I have not read their book. They say I went out and I hired a divorce attorney. That was the first step to me divorcing Mark. That's absolutely not true. I never ever wanted to divorce Mark.
But to some degree, isn't everybody looking to place blame for the suicide on somebody? It's almost impossible to explain why somebody really commits suicide.
I know, and the truth is, and a therapist told me this the other day, that you really can't blame others for suicide. But I certainly don't blame myself for my husband's suicide at all, and the fact that that's what they are insinuating in their book is absolutely malicious.
Are you surprised by some of the other things that have happened? There was a suit filed against your 4-year-old daughter for $11,000 because she'd been given it as a gift by Bernie Madoff.
You know, I think I remember Mark and I talking about that. He was not surprised. You know, I'm not surprised either. You know, the fact that it's gotten to that point, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Bernie had also insisted that you sign a prenuptial agreement before you got married. How has that affected your finances since?
My finances are in debates with lots of lawyers right now, and I know nothing more than I knew nearly 3 years ago.
What do you tell your children about their father?
You know, I write about the fact that I keep a memory book and for the kids, and I sort of write down stories about Mark. You know, some nights a week I'll make them dinners that their dad loved, like Daddy's favorite fish and things like that. It gets them to eat fish, which is great. I talk about what his interests were and that he was a wonderful man and that he loved them very much.
And at a certain point, I imagine you'll allow them to read this book.
Yes, I will. And I think that I want them to read the book. And it's one of the reasons why I wrote the book in the first place, was for them and to give Mark a voice.
Considering what Andrew and Ruth have been saying, have you been able to maintain a relationship with them?
No, I've not talked to either of them in many months. Andrew has not wanted to see me or the children since his book was announced in July. Ruth, I wanted to be very forthcoming with her about my book. I sent her an email just letting her know that I was writing a memoir, and that's the extent of our relationship so far.
Well, this book can't upset her too much.
I would hope not. I mean, the feedback I've been getting has been incredible, and most of it has been about what a wonderful tribute it is to Mark. But who knows if she's even read it or not.
Well, I appreciate how difficult it has been for you to talk about these things, and I appreciate the fact that you have been as open with us as you have.
And thank you.
I thank you so much for coming on our show. Stephanie Madoff-Mack, her book, The End of Normal, A Wife's Anguish, A Widow's New Life, is published by Blue Rider Press. It's just a terrible thing that you've had to go through. I hope that sometime down the line you'll be able to get past it.
Thank you. Thanks.